This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, no Wayne tonight. It is all me, Lee Elsie, right here on the USA Radio Network. Tonight is the night that Wayne jets down to, I think it's Miami, Florida, for that big event with all the superstar conservatives. And they are getting together. And that leaves us, all of us, together to do our thing here tonight on the USA Radio Network. Would love to hear from you. I have a number of guests that will roll through, certainly, during the course of the night. We've got Allison Winters going to join us, talk about debt. Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation, my good friend Dr. Anthony Alessi, to talk about breast cancer. We've got Sebastian Gorka coming up tonight as well, and best-selling author Michael Rofe will get with us during the final hour of the broadcast. But I'd love to hear from you guys. 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. My email address is leeelcradio@gmail.com. I also, somewhere along the line tonight, I think, you know, doing what I do, and doing what we do in this biz, you accumulate a lot of literature. And in my my humble studio right here where I'm sitting in the middle of Connecticut, I have a whole bunch of books, believe it or not, books by best-selling authors, books by famous people, and maybe, just maybe, I'll give some of those away. I'll explain that a little bit later on during the course of the show. You know, there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing going on in the world right now. Not a thing. So, last night, we talked about the two men, again, that got arrested, Giuliani's associates. They were arrested, for apparently trying to dig up stuff, if you will, on Joe Biden. There were one-way tickets. There were meetings planned. Again, it is the Southern District of New York, and I was cautioned over and over and over and over and over again today by many of the most ardent Trump supporters that be careful when you're talking about the Southern District of New York, because it's corrupt and they're out to get Trump and all that goes along with that. But again, we will follow this story very, very close. The two folks, foreign-born U.S. citizens who, again, arrested Giuliani's. I told you last night. So one website, CNN, called them henchmen, and Fox News called them associates. So, it depends upon what side of the eye you're on. But I think it's a development that it's going to end up being one that I'm pretty sure Donald Trump is not going to want to have happen, or had happened. So we'll follow that. If you want to talk about that tonight again, we can. Big news that's been happening all day, though. Let's quickly go to the U.S.-China, apparently the trade war. And I'm sure if Wayne were on tonight, this would be his number one story, because I got a tweet from him. He tweeted about this. He threw this story out there. But the United States and China have reached a partial trade pause. Trump, they focused on this. I was actually watching quite a bit of this this afternoon. And Trump, speaking at the White House, said they overcame substantial issues. Actually, even hinted at one point during the conversation that they were lucky to reach a deal because they have planes and we have planes, and they have boats and we have boats, and they have guns and we have guns. And it was a little bit of an uncomfortable sort of couple of paragraphs. But anyway, the deal includes intellectual property, which has been sort of a sore point for most everybody dealing with anything with China, because they steal our stuff. They steal whatever it is that they steal, then they bring it back to China, and they make it for pennies on the dollar, and they sell it to their own people or wherever, or crawl around the world, and they make a boatload basically at a fraction of the cost. So Trump supposedly worked out that deal with them. I don't know what the sort of the parameters on who watches whom and how they watch them, but listen, this is, if it actually is true, The deal apparently could be worth $40 to $50 billion in agricultural products, which is a big, big deal. The U.S. will not be raising tariffs on China next week to the 30% level as part of the agreement. So, listen, Trump pushed the chips into the middle. China blinked. We win on this one, I think. Now, you know, you can sort of spin it any way you want to spin it, but I think in this kind of a case, any deal that we make with China that actually benefits our farmers or benefits some of the folks who have been hurting a little bit as a result of some of these tariffs is a good thing. Trump actually tweeted out earlier this morning, good things are happening at the China trade talk meeting, and again, eventually later on in the afternoon, voila, they wound up getting a deal of sorts done. So China and the United States have some sort of a deal in place. Other big news. Now, I'll tell you, again, I do a lot of hours of radio. And a lot of folks who listen to me certainly are watchers of Fox and Newsmax, for sure, right? So one of the people that they cannot stand is Shepard Smith. And Shepard Smith is leaving Fox after 23 years on the air. You saw the writing on the wall with this. There have been, you know, a lot of, let's say it's been pretty tense, if you will. When you sort of start to sling, throw slings and arrows at coworkers, because him and Tucker Carlson started going back and forth, in the end, it's going to be the person who's getting the higher ratings and the person who's probably the one that causes less of a headache is the one that's going to stick around. And in this case, that one would be Tucker. So Shepard's out. It doesn't say, you know, if he has plans to do anything else. At least I don't see that. But it says that he says he's ready to begin a new chapter, whatever that means. But I got to admit, a lot of people just could not stomach his show and did not like, you know, what he brought to the table. So Shepard Smith is out after 23 years on the air. So he is leaving that, and off he goes. So, again, if you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. And I did want to touch upon, really quickly, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And I didn't get a chance to talk about this last night. But she makes news just about every day. And if you've been paying attention to the news, you would know that she and some of the other cohorts want to get rid of prisons. And the number, listen, they want to get rid of prisons completely. And they want to turn the country into California. Have you seen California lately? Have you seen the actual, absolute 100% anarchy that has enveloped California? They don't know if they're going or coming. They have got so much chaos going on in California. There's lawlessness. San Francisco, did you know that it's not illegal? You will not get arrested or thrown in jail if you take a brick and throw it through the windshield of a car to steal, like, let's say, the radio or a bag or what, or cash out of that car. San Francisco will not prosecute that. That, to them, is now a misdemeanor. Do you realize how screwed up that is? Do you realize how, I don't even know what the it is just so far from what I think middle America wants. Nobody wants lawlessness. And if you start looking through the prisons in this country, you really start to look at who is in prison. Prisons are there for a reason. They're there to keep the bad people away from the rest of society. And yes, prisons do have a number of folks who are in those prisons because of drug offenses. And in some cases, maybe those drug offenses, not railroaded, but maybe they're a little harsh depending upon what happened. But those folks out there who are slinging heroin and slinging coke and basically living off other people's misery, and they get arrested and they do time in jail, I don't feel bad for them. And if you up the, you know, if you go take a look and take the next rung up of the violence sort of ladder, and you get break-ins, you get assaults, you get folks who are actually violent towards other people, you want to let them out of prison? How about manslaughter, folks? How about people who have, how about people who have murdered people? How about people who have raped people? You want to let them out? ALC? See, I don't understand that. And it is a mindset, is a warped, crazed mindset to think like that. What regular person wants to let everybody out of prison? so that they can roam around the landscape and basically terrorize everybody else. It's insanity. It's absolute insanity. So I wanted to bring that up in case I forgot, in case somebody else wants to bring it up down the road. And finally, of course, I read today with what's happening, obviously, in the Middle East and with the Kurds in Syria. I read today where a number of ISIS fighters got out of jail. They escaped. So this was one of my worst fears. Here's all the work that our soldiers, people that fought for this, all this that they did, and we're sort of at that area where it's almost like it can come apart in like a blink of an eye. All these 15,000 people in prisons over there, and now nobody to watch them, and you know you're going to hear stories with folks getting out of jail. You know that's going to happen. On top of that, they fired apparently on a position. I don't have any. I looked for reports on that. I can't get numbers on this, but they know where we are. See, this is the kind of thing that happens when you unleash chaos in an area like the Middle East and Syria, etc. Because now they're going to claim, well, we didn't know you were there, or you guys were moving, and blah, 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 and this, that, and the other. And it just sets a bad precedent. It makes us look as if we are, we're not really... Well, it looks like we're in chaos, too. Let's put it that way. All right. Listen, we'll take our first break. Like I said, you got me for the entire 3 hours. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm easy to get a hold of. I have a Facebook page. You can send me a message up there. You can tweet me something wherever you may be. Love, 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 love broadcasting coast to coast. From Long Island all the way out to California, everywhere in between, the USA Radio Network is rocking and bringing it home. Like I said, I got a great number of guests coming on today. We're going to have a lot of fun, including now best-selling author and insider, if you will, with the Trump administration, Sebastian Gorka, a little bit later on. Stick around. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered.
I'm Wayne Alaroot for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover. So use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 retirement investment blunders to avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement. With errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual funds with nosebleed level fees, call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You could achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Hey, let me mention that this show is sponsored by Root for the Wall PAC, which is my PAC, my political action committee that just began just literally this week. I'm your relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, and always Trump warrior. And I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again, and is the only president in my lifetime who's keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. It just kicked in again. There we go. Now I hear everybody loud and clear. But President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear. Open borders. And we got to take a stand. It's time now to take a stand. We either build a wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. And that's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together can and will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. The number is 844-ROOT-WALL, 844-ROOT-WALL, toll free. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for, is responsible for the content of this message, this live read. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
All right, I'll tell you, I see those ads for this already, that wall, everywhere. So Wayne is popping up everywhere trying to raise money for Trump's wall. And I think he said he wanted to get a billion bucks, which is, that's a lot of bucks, is a billion bucks. Actually, we'll talk about a lot of bucks in just a bit with Allison Winters, who's going to join us. And she's from a different partnership. She wrote an entire column about the deficit and where we're headed towards $1 trillion and how scary that is. So we're going to bring her on. In just a couple of minutes. By the way, here's something interesting I thought. A recent survey from Mindshare Partners reveals that 50% of millennials, and that's people 22 to 38 years old, and 75% of Gen Zers, that's 18 to 22, have quit a job due to mental health reasons. So, to put that in perspective, only 20% of the total survey respondents reported doing the same kind of thing. So, you're talking about a tremendously high number of people who are under the age of 38, more in between 18 and 22, 75% of those, due to mental health reasons. Now, does that mean that these Gen Zers who are just fresh out of their mom's basement, they just don't have the coping skills? They don't have the ability to work in an environment that's a job environment? See, that's what I'm getting out of this. Everybody, listen, my face is plastered into my phone half the day, too. That's what we do. Information highway, the whole nine yards. We got to be on it. We got to be in constant contact. I get it, right? But I think that the new generation, in particular, these kids who are really young, 22 and younger, they don't have the skills. They just don't have the people skills. And when they get thrust into a situation like a job setting, they can't handle it. It's just too much stimulation for them. And I see this, you know, a lot. And if you're telling me 75% of the kids who are 18 to 22 have actually quit a job or had to leave a job because of mental health issues, that's a serious problem. That's a serious problem, not for me and you if we're over the age of 40 or 50, but I would think that's a major problem for anybody who is, you know, either in charge of the parents who are in charge of these kids. Like, what are you going to tell them? What happens when they get to the point where they're going to have to survive on their own and they can't take a pressure situation because their boss is yelling at them and they're so used to just having their nose and face plastered into a phone or a laptop? It's different. It's a different world. And by the way, later on in the show, I want to talk a little bit more about California, but when we talk about homeless folks, it's not from a position, I don't talk about this from a position where I do feel bad for homeless folks, is what I'm trying to say, in most cases. And we know, we talked about this last time I was on, about that homeless crazy person who picked up that steel rod, killed four people. But how about this? A homeless man in Queens randomly attacked the six-year-old boy in front of his grandparents, picked the kid up, and threw him straight down and injured him pretty badly. So, again, I'll ask my liberal friends who are listening right now, what should happen to that homeless guy? Huh? How many years in jail should he get? Lock him away for good. Throw the key away. Dark, wet cell. Never see these kinds of guys again. They're monsters. They don't deserve to see the light of day. All right, we got a lot to talk about. So much going on in the world. My name is Lee Elsie. It's an honor. It's a lot of fun. It's a pleasure to get a chance to broadcast across the entire country. This is the USA Radio Network. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root, who's at a party in Florida, living it up. The show is raw and unfiltered. We'll be back.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump says the United States has come to a very substantial Phase 1 deal with China regarding trade.
And it's going to be a tremendous thing for banks and for financial service companies. Agricultural, structural issues, tremendous for the farmers. As Steve said, that's almost as good as, which I disagree with him on that, but it's almost as good as going from $8 billion and then to $16 billion, which was their all-time high, to $40 to $50 billion. So we're going to be up to $40 to $50 billion of agricultural purchases, which means the farmers are going to have to work a lot of overtime to produce that much. That's the largest order in the history of agriculture, by far.
Wildfires have forced the evacuations of over 100,000 people in Southern California. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To
speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now. I'm Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. The show is raw and unfiltered. I've got a very special guest who wants to talk about something that is near and dear to me, something that I always talk about, and nobody else seems to be talking about it, and it's the deficit. Joining me right now is Allison Winter, Senior Policy Fellow at Americans for Prosperity. Thank you very much for coming on tonight. I really appreciate it. So the budget office estimates the U.S. deficit just under $1 trillion, which, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I've said it a long time. I know everybody listening is a big fan of Trump, but that's not okay, right?
It's not okay. It's really, really worrying. You know, we've known this day was coming, and unlike the deficits during the Obama administration, those were really in response to the Great Recession. These are structural, driven by unaffordable spending.
All right, so how do we slow it down? Because as we're talking, yes, the trillion-dollar deficit that we're looking at right now is just a sort of a shadow compared to the $23 trillion that we're going to have by the end of the year, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're going to have $22.8 trillion in total debt. Breaking that down for your listeners, that's about $179,000 per household. Okay, so this is real. That's going to affect all of us. And the problem is, it's the tip of the iceberg. What do we need to do to address it? We need to slow down spending. So even though spending across the board is, and this was came out in the Congressional Budget Office report the other day, it's growing across the board. The programs that are the biggest drivers of spending are Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Largely, those go to seniors. The biggest costs of Medicaid go to seniors. And those three programs alone are going to be responsible for 84% of all increases in spending over the next decade. We've got to tackle that.
All right, so what do we do? How do we tackle that? Do we push back when you can actually start collecting Social Security? Is that a place to start, or is that something that we don't want to do? Instead of collecting at 67, you collect at 71. Are people living longer? Is that smart?
That's actually one of the recommendations that we make. And if you go to our website and you scroll down a little bit, you can see a really in-depth publication that a new report on how to avert the spending and debt crisis. The good news is we're living longer. I personally am not 39 anymore, and I think that's a great thing that we're living longer. But Social Security and Medicare were not designed to have seniors live, you know, over 20 years in retirement. It's not affordable. So one of the common sense solutions for both Social Security and Medicare is to let's modernize that for today's demographics. Absolutely. Wait longer, retire when you want to, but the benefits are available to you later.
Why does everybody push back against that? Because you can't, you retire, if you retire early or retire on time, you can't, like you said, you can't live on that money, right? You can't live on what you get as far as a retirement from Uncle Sam. So I understand it boosts people's pocketbook a little bit, but I mean, we should be looking big picture, I think, on that.
I absolutely agree with that. I think that this is increasing the age for benefits is one part of the solution, but the solution has to be a lot more broad-based. There are too many seniors who rely only on Social Security. And so we really have to think about, in the 21st century, what are these programs for? Do I need it? I would like to have it. It's going to certainly improve my retirement security. But I think we should be focusing the benefits on the most vulnerable, who need them the most. We need to be fair to America's seniors, but we also need to be fair to America's taxpayers.
Right.
And younger generations, those who are even getting ready to retire, because these are crushing burdens unless we begin to make them affordable. We need to recast them so that they work better, deliver better outcomes, both in terms of retirement income and health care. Medicare is bigger than Social Security.
You know, I mentioned Trump at the beginning of this, and maybe that wasn't entirely fair because Trump really doesn't control the purse strings necessarily. You know, he has to rubber stamp or sign some of the stuff off on some of the stuff, but it's really not necessarily up to him. And the fact that we don't really have a budget, right? We don't, the Congress doesn't actually vote on this stuff. They don't want to, you know, put their John Hancock on something that they can be held accountable for. How much does that have to play into all this?
Well, I think it's certainly a part of it. No one really, nobody in Washington wants to seriously deal with, you know, with this because it means, you know, they're going to have to make tough decisions. We're going to have to start tightening our purse strings one way or the other, whether you do that through higher taxes, which I argue is absolutely the wrong solution, or whether you do it by recasting the programs and making them afford. No one wants to do that.
Right.
And I think that the president, while he's put out a budget proposal every year that has great things in it, he's also said, not going to touch any of these benefits. These are, you can't get where we need to do to manage the debt and deficit without looking substantively and seriously at these three programs. And I have this great quote I came across yesterday from George Washington in his goodbye address to the when he was leaving as president. He said, "We should not ungenerously throw upon prosperity the burden which we ourselves ought to bear."
Hmm. Agree.
So timely for today.
I totally agree with that. I talk about this all the time. I said, you would never go out. I'd never go out and buy an $80,000 sports car and charge it to my grandson or a nephew and have them start paying when they turn 18. And essentially, that's kind of what we're doing, right?
It's absolutely what we're doing. And I think, you know, the bill is coming due, and it's easier for folks in Washington just not to worry about it. There hasn't been a budget resolution for years, not by both houses of both chambers of the Congress, and you know the spending deals that you've read about that allow Congress to write their appropriation bills that fund the government. Those have significantly jacked up spending across the board. And meantime, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid—they don't need annual appropriations. The laws for them say, you know, that there shall be spent whatever money is needed based on how many people are in the programs and the way the, you know, the formulas and stuff like that in the program. So this is, we have got to change this dynamic.
And we're talking again to, we appreciate her time, Allison Winter, Senior Policy Fellow at Americans for Prosperity. And AmericansForProsperity.org is the website. You can check that out. There's an interesting article or column that's up there. And I'm looking at it right now. Budget Office estimates deficit just under $1 trillion. I wanted to ask you this, because the number of closing in on $23 trillion, I don't know if people can get their mind around how big that number actually is. And it's like a credit card. When you stare at a credit card debt, let's say, you know, you make $50,000 a year, but you got $60,000 in credit card debt, you're never going to pay that off. Like, you, unless you get another job, or, you know, I don't know if you can even cut your way to be able to pay that off. I mean, are we getting to that point where we're about to go over that cliff where we're never going to be able to pay off this debt no matter what we do?
That's really the concern is, you know, where we are today, it wouldn't be horrible if we just sort of froze the debt at this level, a share of the economy. The real worry is like these $1 trillion deficits of, you know, where we almost are this year are getting worse in the next decade, another $12 trillion in debt.
Yeah.
And then it gets even worse after that. So we've got to change course. And that's where I feel like we're really at this tipping point where we won't be able to manage the debt. And one of the fastest growing parts of the budget is actually interest on the debt,
right?
Even at today's historically low interest rates.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, think about it this way. We brought in the government collected in taxes about $3.5 trillion last year. So that's $27,000 per household. Mm. But again, the total debt is about $180,000 per household. It's not affordable. And the really big sea of red ink is just beginning.
Yeah, I agree with you. That unfunded liabilities that we're staring at are monstrous. And, you know, just right now, what are we paying? About $500 billion a year in debt service alone. And like you said, the interest rates are low. If they ever go up, I mean, I don't know how you sustain it. I think we'd be in a very difficult situation, no question about it.
Yeah, you can't. You really can't sustain it. So in thinking about these big drivers, you know, I kind of have four goals. Number one, we need to improve economic security for America's seniors, because right now, Social Security Trust Fund and the Medicare Trust Funds go broke. Those are across-the-board benefit cuts. That's not fair. So we need to really be thinking about what do we need from these programs? Who do we want to focus them on? We want to deliver better outcomes, both for health care and retirement income. And we want to allow seniors and all Americans to better save for those kinds of issues. And then number four, we want to make this fair for taxpayers and our younger, really, it's about our workers, right, our younger generations, giving them a fiscal security so that they can have their own success.
Allison, listen, I got to run, but thank you very much. Great stuff. I appreciate it. One more time, what's the website folks can learn more about you guys?
AmericansForProsperity.org.
Thank you very much. I'll talk to you down the road for sure. We got to take a break. We'll come right back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000. An ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners, plus a free 30-minute DVD starring Wayne Allyn-Root. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716. 5716.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by Swiss America. Our great friends at Swiss America. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years. And the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. You think maybe they know something you don't? China's on a record gold buying spree. You think maybe they know something you don't? Prices up $200 per ounce in the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 an ounce. Now it happened in 60 days. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. But who you buy from is even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move, so free phone call, free special report just for my listeners, and a free 30-minute DVD starring the CEO of Swiss America and yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, as the host. And I don't mean just like a little role at the beginning of the video. I mean, I'm in the entire 30-minute video. It took a full-day shoot in Scottsdale, Arizona. To create this video. I don't know how I do all this, but I fit this all into my life. So free video, free special report, and free call. What do you have to lose? The answer is nothing. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN. You have a lot to lose if you don't buy gold. You don't understand gold. 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com.
All right, and we are back. It's Lee Elsie again. I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root. So normally on Thursdays, they give me the opportunity to hang out with you guys for an hour. But because of that big, 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 giant conservative love fest down there in Florida, where they're all getting together, everybody who is anybody on the conservative stage is getting together down there in Miami doing their thing this weekend. And Wayne is jetting down there, so I get to hang out with you guys for an entire show. So we got you with all kinds of different guests coming up. We're going to have Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation after the top of the hour. We'll talk to Anthony Alessi about breast cancer. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we'll chat about that. Sebastian Gorka and a best-selling author also. Well, two best-selling, actually back-to-back best-selling authors to wrap up the show. So we do have a lot to get to. Hey, guess who got arrested today? So Academy Award winner Jane Fonda 81 was arrested by police with a group of about a dozen protesters. After being warned repeatedly to leave the steps of the U.S. Capitol, she says she was inspired by the youth climate activist, Sweden's Greta Thunberg, who's 16. She's 16? She looks younger than that. Anyway, I guess Jane got arrested, so whether or not she was able to afford bail, that remains to be seen. I tell you, man, when you talk about Jane Fonda, there is no group of people who hate Jane Fonda more than Vietnam veterans. And God bless our Vietnam veterans, man. Actually, here in the studio, I have all kinds of different military paraphernalia. And a lot of friends from the Vietnam area, they come on my show all the time. And whenever we talk about anything Hollywood-wise, and if it ever goes down the, you know, the lane of Jane Fonda, man, they do not like her at all. And rightfully so. I mean, she posed with the enemy. And it wasn't a nice thing to do. It wasn't pretty. Speaking of the enemy, did you see... Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. I don't know if you saw. That's why I'm asking. I'm not really sure. But apparently, those of you who plan to be around 70 years from now, I do. In 70 years, I'll be 123 years old. Wow. I plan to be around. I might be right behind this very microphone, right on this very network. Anyway, there's an asteroid, apparently, that they are claiming is the most dangerous space item that they've ever encountered. The European Space Agency is paying particular attention to asteroid 2019 SU3, which may collide with Earth as soon as 70 years from now. The space rock was recently added to the ESA's risk list due to the potential for it to collide with Earth on September 16th, 2084. So whatever you're doing that day, September 16th, 2084, you might want to change the schedule on that because there's an asteroid coming. And it's headed our way. You know, it's actually kind of a miracle. I know the entire sort of existence of mankind, certainly the intelligence existence when we started recording history, is literally a blip on the radar screen, barely a blip on the radar screen. But you think, you know, all of the asteroids that are out there that are bombarding this planet, we get hit almost every single day. It's a surprise that there hasn't been something like an event to the point where we have really sort of seen some kind of cataclysmic damage. We did have that situation in Siberia. I forget how many years ago that was. A long time ago, where it knocked down miles and miles of trees. But I'm surprised that we haven't gotten hit with something else. And you know, it's just a matter. I hate to say it, but it honestly is just a matter of time. I hate to be that guy, right? I'm that Debbie Downer guy. Yes, we will get hit by an asteroid someday. According to scientists, it'll be 2084. What are you doing that day? September 16th, 2084. We'll meet for coffee, and then we'll watch the world end together. What do you think? All right. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. The show is raw, and it is unfiltered. The network is the USA Network. We'll be right back. Tommy Vinion from the Heritage Foundation next.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.